What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We've got a caller waiting on the line, but I want to do a couple more stories before we go back to the phones here. As if those poor people in Ukraine did not have enough problems. They've already had Chernobyl. Apparently, there is a large area of industrial storage units of chlorine gas, and concern has been raised because on February 24th, a stray artillery shell hit the Donetsk filter station's chlorine gas depot, which stores around 7,000 kilograms of chlorine gas. Now, fortunately, on that incident, none of the units were damaged. But if that place were to come under artillery fire and those tanks be breached, that would be a major chemical disaster for those people in Ukraine. But it's a small price to pay to win the war. Now, interesting little observation from activist post. Donbas and East Ukraine are on their way to becoming their own country by default because it looks more and more like Kiev and Poroshenko are on the verge of collapse. They have borrowed more money than they can ever repay. They're still out there begging for more to keep going. And a lot of the people in the European banks and the global banks are starting to put their wallets away because it's a losing proposition. And so it may, in fact, all fall apart. And all of this misery, all of this destruction over the argument over which piece of paper and colored ink everybody's going to use here. Now, over in Belarus, armed provocateurs have been arrested. Several dozen militants preparing an armed provocation have been arrested. And a new color revolution, a new coup d'etat, a new overthrow. Lukashenko is pointing the finger of suspicion at Ukraine, Lithuania, and Poland. I would point the finger of suspicion at George Soros here. Now, we're seeing this story that came... Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a phone call before I get this next story. Pat in Arkansas, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. May I refer you to a very excellent documentary about organic farming? This small group of farmers in Illinois have gotten together and started getting back to the farm and working directly with the chefs in the restaurant. And the name of the documentary is Sustainable. I just sent you an email, and
I'm seeing it. Yeah, it's right here. It's right here. I'm definitely going to look at that. One of the problems that organic farmers are dealing with now is the FDA is coming on in and saying they can't sell their natural organic food without it going through the very expensive certification process imposed by the USDA and the FDA. And, of course, this very costly certification. This certification program is designed to crush down the small independent farmers who can't afford this in order to keep the business focused on the large agricultural corporations who can afford the paperwork burden.
It's very time-consuming and expensive if they really go organic, but there are a lot of them, small farms throughout the country that are dedicated to this really sustainable thing. And, of course, the government and Monsanto is going to do everything they can to squash them.
Absolutely.
But these are kind of little cells of farmers and co-ops throughout the country. But I thought I'd let you know about it. That DVD is excellent. I viewed it on our Netflix channel.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the link, and I'll put it up there during the next commercial break. So, Pat, thank you very much for the information. And obviously, being a farm kid myself, I have a great deal of sympathy for these small farmers around the country who are literally being blockaded from being farmers in order to keep the large corporations fat, wealthy, and happy in exchange for generous campaign donations every election. All right, so we're looking at this story over here. This is at Associated Press. The U.S. military is expecting another North Korean missile launch in the next several days. Harumph, harumph, harumph. See how provocative they are. Well, the last missile launch was actually a satellite launch test, not a military missile, an orbital launcher for communication satellites, weather satellites, whatever they want to put on up. But they're out there acting like everything North Korea does is a provocation leading toward war. And we need to go back and always keep in mind torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Saddam's nuclear weapons. Pearl Harbor was a surprise. Honest, really, truly, I wouldn't lie to you. I'm the president. I'm smelling a false flag on the way because obviously with all this talk about imposing new sanctions on North Korea, it signals that Tillerson was not able to get any cooperation from mainland China, which I don't know why he was expecting that, given the odds over the East China Sea. And Tillerson did not get any cooperation from the interim president of South Korea, who may wind up the permanent president of South Korea following the elections, because that interim president of South Korea is still following what's called the Sunshine Policy, which was the name that was given to efforts to reunify Korea the way Germany was reunified. And 5-6 years ago, they were talking about a new United Korea, and the U.S. went on in and just mucked it all up again because they love a good war. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. China has issued a warning to an Air Force B-1 bomber flying in the East China Sea. The U.S. is insisting it's still international airspace. But there's a bit of a problem there. International airspace, territorial waters, were set a long time ago. And you can have a B-1 bomber flying in international airspace, and it's still within striking distance of cities on the Chinese mainland by virtue of air-launched Tomahawk cruise missiles. So China is seeing how belligerent and provocative the United States is being, and they're exercising a certain amount of caution. Now, China is still maintaining that that whole area belongs to China by virtue of the 1898 Treaty of Paris, the 1900 Treaty of Washington, the 1930 Convention between the United States and Great Britain, not to mention the Cairo Convention, all say these islands all belong to China. Interestingly enough, back in 1994, Rand McNally, in their Atlas of the World, shows that Huangyang Dao, Nansha Islands, and Xisha Islands fall under Chinese jurisdiction. Now, Rand McNally is not a Chinese propaganda arm. They operate out of Chicago. It's another big lie to sell you a war. Japan has just launched their second large helicopter carrier to protect against Chinese aggression. Isn't it kind of weird that for all the talk about Russian and Chinese aggression, it's the U.S. and its allies that are just cranking out the weapons and building the bombs as fast as they can, not to mention dropping them. Oh, and you want to talk about whining? I love this one. This is from Russia Insider. Apparently, the Pentagon is wringing their hands and crying that Russia and China have an unfair advantage because they're not dropping bombs on countries full of brown people, and they're able to spend their much more meager military budgets actually building up-to-date modern weapons. And that's just not fair. That's just not fair. You American people have to give us more money. I think we've given you enough. Why don't you find out where that missing $6 trillion went? Spend that. Let us off the hook here. All right, I want to take a phone call. Graham in Indiana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Thanks for letting me on the show. Hey, I just had a quick comparison. I was re-listening to yesterday's thoughts that you're mentioning China and Taiwan. Would you say, is it fair to equate Taiwan's independence with Palestine and wanting to become, you know, it's kind of recognized as a nation as well? I mean, those things kind of stuck out to me in a comparison yesterday, and I'm wondering, because China's like really indignant to say, no, Taiwan is ours. And so is that kind of a fair comparison, or am I out of it?
Well, no, there's certainly a lot of parallels in there, but all of this goes back to the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which every nation that is a member of the United Nations is supposed to abide by. And in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the right of a people to self-determination is guaranteed, even if that means saying we're now an independent sovereign nation and we're no longer connected with this government over here. Now, obviously, this China-Taiwan situation has been festering for a long time. I think from China's point of view, their motivation is a blend between, obviously, capturing the economic powerhouse that Taiwan has become, along with a certain amount of ego. And when you're dealing with Asian countries, China and Japan especially, there's a cultural tradition about saving face, of not looking like you're backing down. And it's a lot more intense there than you would find in the West, which tends to be a little bit more in the spirit of a compromise. And I think for China's old guard, the hardliners, allowing Taiwan to be independent would be seen as a personal failing for them. It's a lousy way to run foreign policy, but that seems to be what's going on over there.
Okay, I gotcha. Hey, just a quick, I've been called a master of the obvious, but this is a little bit different tone here, but with the economy and infrastructure, I've done some traveling today and lately through Baltimore, Maryland, and the roads are just pitiful. I hear you say Hawaii is like number one, but Baltimore's got to be pretty close to number two, because it's scary to go driving across a bridge that's being held up concrete rebar over water, and there's holes and rebar showing that it's rusted. It's just kind of a scary comparison to whatever's going on and where, you know, and then their way of solving issues is they throw up a yellow sign to warn motorcyclists that there's gaps, and to watch out for the gaps in the road instead of repairing them. I'm like, what? Is that your insurance policy? What is that?
Yeah, it's really bad, and you know, a lot of our commerce inside the United States is handled by these giant semi-rigs, and the interstate highway system is in decay. Somebody was putting up these videos shot from the cab of one of these cross-country tractor-trailer rigs, and just looking out the windshield, you can see all these cracks and pits and areas where the pavement is just literally stripped off. And you can hear it in the cab, all the noise that's being made. And we're seeing this attempt to say, well, we don't really need to maintain the railroad system anymore, because the future of commerce in the United States are driverless trucks that will go from point to point all by themselves. Well, the trucks are going to have a really, really hard time, the way the trains are having a really hard time on the current condition of the rail system. FedEx apparently came out with a study that showed they're going through tires on their FedEx trucks twice as rapidly as the original business model allowed for, due to the deteriorated condition of all the roads. We have a lot of places in the United States where local governments are not maintaining paved roads anymore. They're letting them go back to gravel, which, of course, also wears out your tires. It causes harm to the car, paint chips, and so forth, because we've been living in a wartime economy now for almost a quarter of a century. They don't want you to realize that's what's going on. But every bit of wealth taken from the American people by one way or the other, it's basically going into the war machine. And, you know, it really is a wartime economy, and we need to get out of it if we're going to be able to rebuild our nation.
Well, it's certainly becoming more and more evident. Hey, thanks so much for taking my call.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jim, are you there?
You got me?
I can hear you.
Okay, cool. I got these Muslim questions for you, and I'm wondering,
I'm not Muslim.
Kind of when we're going to stop it, you know, like kind of we're going to like say either you take care of your problem or we will.
Well, we're starting to see that we're seeing that very same attitude start to emerge all over Europe, where these politicians who are on board with globalism and New World Order are facing a furious backlash. We've reached the point where very obviously the elections in all of these countries are being rigged to serve the globalist agenda. And as we said earlier in the show, if the people of a country cannot replace a dysfunctional government at the ballot box, then it's not really a democracy. And I think the people of Europe are starting to wake up to that right now.
Right, right. But, I listen to you every day. You know, whenever time I can get, you know, I work a lot, so I get you on YouTube on at Gibson's channel. And I think we're letting it go too far. I think it's going to go too far. I think there's going to be some serious shit with these people.
Okay, got to be careful about your language on this
radio because of our
on-air affiliates are operating under FCC licenses, and even though our government is dropping white-hot flaming death on innocent people around the world and torturing Iraqis to death to find nuclear weapons that never existed, we are not allowed to use bad words on the radio to prove that we are adjusted and moral people.
We got to find some happy medium real quick because...
You just stepped all over my punchline,
man. As I say, the ending ain't going to be good.
Unfortunately, no. And like I said, I'm seeing either a world war that we're going to lose, or an economic implosion and collapse of the U.S. government in the same manner as the former Soviet Union. Neither one are pleasant to contemplate. I had somebody who wrote on in and said, "Well, what about a Soros-style color revolution?" And I reject that as a possibility simply because for any of these color revolutions to work, it must have the majority of the general population convinced that the color revolutionaries mean what's best for the country and represent the people of the country, that they're organic, that they're indigenous. And Soros and his people don't have that. The American people understand these are hired thugs to create chaos, to steal what's left of our nation away from us. Anyway, Jim, got to let you go. Coming up on a commercial break.
Hey,
thanks
good
an awful lot.
You, man.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go. Now then, Trump is planning on taking part at the NATO summit in May. Interestingly enough, Tillerson will not. He's apparently going to be flying somewhere else. But Trump will take part in the NATO summit in May to basically talking about rebalancing responsibility sharing and the role in the fight against terrorism. So Trump is sending a message. NATO's going to have to pay for more of its own defense instead of the United States, and the focus should not be on Russian aggression, but the terrorists. And that, I definitely agree with him. Now, there's a video that was linked to whatreallyhappened.com coming from the Daily Mail in Great Britain. U.S. military tests Star Wars electromagnetic railgun that fires projectiles at 4,500 miles per hour and can penetrate concrete 100 miles away. I had serious concerns about this. First of all, being able to accurately aim a projectile 100 miles away that can survive, you know, shoved out of the cannon. But when you look at the video, there's a flash of light and smoke coming from what is supposed to be an electromagnetic weapon. And when they show the slow motion clips of the projectile coming out, I'm not seeing any indications of a shockwave that would confirm supersonic speeds. So maybe they're hoping that somewhere down the road it will fire projectiles at Mach 6. But I was not really impressed with the demonstration that's in the video. It looks, in fact, it looks like a sales pitch from the company making this thing. And we know how much fraud there is in military contractors. And again, go back to the Pentagon Wars. Trump and the European Union are in a standoff over the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. Trump is very much opposed. The EU is trying to find some way to shame him into going along with this. More when we come back.
Yeah. Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. And the situation over the surveillance of Trump is starting to really come on out. And apparently Nunes has dropped the word may have from his description about what's going on. He is now confirming there was surveillance of Trump. And now he's saying that it had nothing to do with Russia. So it is a new Watergate. It is a new Watergate. Now, remember back how long it was between the arrest of the burglars at the Watergate Hotel and Richard Nixon's resignation. Didn't happen overnight. It took a long, long time of people working to get the truth out there. And it will probably be just as long now. But at this point, Nunes is saying Donald Trump's tweets about being surveilled are accurate. And apparently, down at Freedom Watch, they sent a letter to Nunes with more information. This is from Larry Klayman. And Larry Klayman is a well-respected name. He's been an anti-corruption activist going all the way back to the Vince Foster case. So getting on back to the economic news, Trump and the European Union are in a standoff over the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. Now, that treaty, along with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, are a core foundation of the coming New World Order. And Trump is opposed to them. Trump wants to run America's economy for the benefit of America's economy. I obviously agree with him on that one. And the globalists are trying to find some way to shame Donald Trump into reversing his position, saying that, oh, he's coming from this I win, you lose point of view. Well, in any deal, yeah, that's generally how these things start. Now, I know we like the idea of a win-win situation. It's always good to look for. But the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership and the Trans-Pacific Partnership were never about win-win. It was about the globalists win, all of you lose. Now, proving once more that members of Congress can be pretty darn clueless, over at in Idaho, the Democratic Idaho House Minority Leader Matt Erpelding came on out with the following bizarre statement. Okay, in 1868, gold was $27 an ounce. Today, it's $1,218. So you can't say gold will protect us from inflation. I mean, that has to set a new record for complete idiocy from a politician who obviously doesn't understand that gold has retained its value all along. It's the paper dollars that have inflated. And if you lock the paper dollars to the gold, they will not inflate any longer. Man is totally clueless. Either that, or he's in the employ of the private central bankers who don't want to give up this little scam they have of creating money out of thin air, or creating currency out of thin air, and loaning it into circulation at interest. Now, Sears is expressing substantial doubt about its future. At this point, they are in serious, serious trouble. They're now acknowledging they may not be able to keep their doors open. And they're already looking for companies to buy off some of its subunits, like Craftsman Tool. I think that one's already in play. Payless will be filing for bankruptcy as soon as next week. We don't have a consumer economy anymore. We have a wartime economy. We have a money junkie economy. We're living under economic fascism. And the problem with economic fascism is that sooner or later, it concentrates all the wealth at the very top until there is nothing left over for ordinary people to run the economy with. We're already seeing that in Greece, where companies are now paying their employees with coupons from the local supermarket. I don't think they're going to be able to hold it together much longer. Had a bit of a scare in the stock market yesterday. It's still struggling, trying to regain the momentum upward. Even the PPT can't keep this thing together anymore. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? Always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show here. And JCPenney is in serious trouble right now. And in their case, there's another factor besides the fact that customers don't have any money anymore. They're going to be closing 138 stores by the end of April, end of next month. In their case, their downfall appears to be from being politically correct. Remember what happened to the big box stores that all said, oh, yes, we're going to go along with the, you know, the you can use whatever restroom you identify with, which led to a lot of girls and women being attacked by very strange guys, and their customers left. They didn't feel safe inside the store. Well, apparently, back in 2012, JCPenney's CEO Ronald Johnson got it into his head to improve JCPenney's by catering to homosexuals, that they were going to say, we're gay-friendly, you can come on in here, you can do whatever you want. Well, it was politically correct, but fiscally not very well thought out, because gays make up only 2 to 3% of the U.S. population. And so, yes, they were going to JCPenney, but that segment of the American population, much larger, that may not be comfortable with the gays, decided to go someplace else. And that's what put JCPenney basically in a death spiral. And we seem to have had this very ugly trend of the heads of large corporations just say that I'm going to turn my store into political correctness. Remember when Starbucks did the thing, we're going to hire 10,000 refugees, and sales plummeted, and the CEO has now been forced to step down. Now, if you're over in Illinois and you are buying a lottery ticket, you might want to think twice about that. Now, obviously, in Illinois, they're still running the ads, buy a lottery ticket. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Well, unfortunately, if you get a lottery ticket that is worth more than $600, you will not actually get the winnings. And apparently, the state of Illinois is refusing to pay lottery winners an estimated $288 million. And according to Illinois politicians, the reason is they have not balanced the budget in that state. I don't think anybody has. And so they have arbitrarily declared anyone who has won more than $600 in the lottery will not get their winnings, period, end of discussion. It's not even a delay. It's not even an IOU. That's it. We're cutting off the winnings at this level. I mean, lotteries are bad enough, but to actually win and then be told by the state, we've decided we're not going to pay you off. Now, Rand Paul is predicting that Ryan's health care plan will probably fail. In fact, Ryan may be forced to pull it before it even gets to a vote, because there's no support for it, mostly because Ryan Care or Obamacare, the sequel, basically keeps many of the main structures of Obamacare that people are most opposed to. It is still a pander to the health insurance corporations. They just tried to repackage it to make it a little bit more acceptable, but it's the same old product. High policy cost, high deductibles, and health care that remains unaffordable. Now, we're getting an update out of London. Apparently, London Mayor Sadiq Khan is out there saying that Islamic terrorism is just part and parcel of living in a big city. He's out there saying it just doesn't, you know, you're just going to have to get used to it. Like, they're up in Sweden, they're saying you're just going to have to get used to the fact that your daughters are going to get raped. It's just part and parcel of being part of the New World Order. And, I mean, you know, yes, people are being killed, terror attacks, girls are being raped. It's a small price to pay for the New World Order. Just share the dream with us of a one-world government, one-world private central bank, and you'll realize that all this death and misery and crime and suffering is really just, it's just the cost of doing business here. Now, apparently over in Macedonia, George Soros has been in there. They're trying to kick him out. And apparently it's not just Soros, they're getting ready to kick him out, because 50,000 Macedonians have taken to the streets telling Brussels to get the heck out of their country. They're tired of Brussels meddling in the nation's domestic politics to the detriment of Macedonia and the Macedonian people. Apparently, there were 42 rallies across the country, and they're very angry. And this is hardly confined to Macedonia. The European people are sick of the European Union. They want to go back to being their own sovereign states. They're already making plans for that to happen. Apparently, Great Britain and Germany are already in discussions about a mutual defense treaty that will take effect as soon as Brexit is formally completed. Trump is fast-tracking trade deals with an independent Great Britain. The globalists are failing, thank goodness. But don't expect them to go away quietly. Now, as you know, Donald Trump, as part of his security for the country, is banning large electronic devices on flights from the countries on his travel ban list heading to the United States of America. Cell phones are okay. You can sell cell phones in the cabin. Everything else, laptops, tablets, anything larger, have to be in the checked baggage. Now, it sounds like a good idea, and for security it is. The problem is luggage gets looted all the time. I had a Walkman taken out of my luggage at Heathrow Airport in Great Britain. And so a lot of people are going to lose their electronics. TSA has been caught stealing pads out of luggage more times than I can admit. But it seems like a lot of people think this may be a good idea. Apparently they're concerned about explosives or something else fitting in these larger pieces of electronics. Obviously, there's not a lot of spare room in a cell phone. But apparently Great Britain is following suit. They are going to require that flights coming to Great Britain from Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, Tunisia, and Saudi Arabia not allow large electronic devices in the cabin. They will have to be put in the checked baggage here. Now, Erdogan, boy, I got to tell you, talk about a loose cannon on the deck. Remember last week where he was out there screaming about how the European Union had to set up elections for Turkey for the Turkish nationals living in Europe, who are still eligible to vote in the Turkish referendum because they have not surrendered their passports. Then he came on out and said it was the duty of Turkish people living in Europe to have at least 5 babies per couple in order to make Europe Turkey. And now he's out there saying that if this diplomatic spat between Turkey and these European countries continues, that he guarantees Europeans will not be able to walk safely on their streets. It really is getting crazy out there. Okay, now then, as you know, we had this horrible story the other day of this high school in Maryland, Rockville, Maryland. 2 illegal immigrants who'd enrolled in the school for remedial English grabbed a girl, dragged her into the men's room, put her in a stall, and did quite a lot of sexual things with her. I don't need to go into the details. And the Trump administration has come on out and saying this highlights what's going on in these sanctuary cities. These mayors and governors in the sanctuary cities and sanctuary states are exposing their traditional indigenous populations to these crimes, all to be politically correct. And I think the Trump administration would be fully justified now in going into all of these sanctuary whatevers and start slapping these politicians with Title VIII violations. But it is an ugly, ugly situation. Now, here is an interesting story. This came out of Investment Watch blog. A psychologist speaks out. Psychiatry profits from lying to the public about mental disorders. And we have talked before about how the modern psychiatric industrial complex is out there to sell you pills, prescription antidepressants, whatever on else. They make up diseases. The guy who came up with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder admitted shortly before he passed away that it was a purely fictitious disease to sell medication to people who didn't really need it. And the psychiatric diagnostic manual they updated every year literally is defining every possible human behavior as a mental illness. They've even defined the desire to eat safe, healthy food as a mental illness called orthorexia nervosa. So we have this clinical psychologist, Dr. Toby Watson, former chief psychologist for the state of Wisconsin Department of Corrections, and the past international executive director of the International Society of Ethical Psychology and Psychiatry. And he has become an outspoken critic of the psychiatric industry. And he's questioning this idea that mental disorders are biological or medical conditions, because there is, in fact, no evidence to back up that claim. This idea that you can treat a mental illness with a pill. And he has testified before the FDA on the dangers of SSRI antidepressants. He's testified before the Congress of Mexico against psychotropic drugging of children. And he spent the last 15 years going around saying how these psychotropic drugs can cause violent and suicidal behavior. It's nice to get a little vindication or validation. We've been saying this for a long time, that there is a huge body of evidence that prescription antidepressants within a certain subset of the patient population cause more problems than they solve. And they're trying to hand these things out like they're M&M candies or something. There's a website called SSRIstories.org. If you go over there, there are hundreds and hundreds of these documented cases of perfectly normal, healthy people who were given these medications by the doctor, and they blow up, they become addicted. Virtually all of the mass shooters wagged at us by the gun grabbers were either on or withdrawing from these medications. And it's when you're withdrawing that you're at greatest risk of aberrant behavior. Now, the ones that make the news, of course, are the mass shooters. But we did a little study ourselves here where we took a chart of the per capita incidence of domestic violence, and we laid it over the per capita consumption of prescription antidepressants, and there's a very strong correlation. Right now, a quarter of Americans are on these medications. I assume the number is probably higher for our politicians, which would go a great distance to explain Maxine Waters and Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi. We know from a study done down in Florida that police officers are higher per capita users of these medications. And have we not in recent years seen completely ridiculous behavior by the police officers? Killing innocent people, stealing from them. We had a story on whatreallyhappened.com where apparently a cop just decided to taser this dog, even though the dog was not presenting a threat. It was just sitting there, you know, happy, hi, how are you? And the police officers just decided to tase him. Because one of the things these medications do is they erase your impulse control. You get an impulse into your head, you're just going to go with it. One of the cases over at SSRIstories.org is a young man who tried to commit suicide. And they got to him in time. When it was all over, they said, "Why'd you do it?" And he said, "I don't know. It just popped into my head and I couldn't help myself." And I had a personal experience with these medications many, many years ago. It was following the breakup of my first marriage, and I went to my doctor for a completely unrelated matter. And while I was there, she said, "You know, how you're handling the breakup of your marriage?" And I said, "Well, you know, can't have that happen and remain entirely cheerful." And she said, "Well, you need this." And I wish I could remember the name of the medication she put me on, but very trusting, naive, believing in the medical establishment, I took the medications according to the instructions on the label, and for about 4 weeks, I was happy. I was fun to be with. I was being invited to parties. And then that fifth week, there was a backlash that just put me in the blackest possible depression. And I literally was like huddled in the corner of my apartment just saying, "It's the chemicals, it's the chemicals, it's the chemicals." It was the only way I got through that. And I will not touch those medicines ever again. So now we have this trained, accredited psychiatrist out there saying, yeah, this is a real problem. And when you look at the behavior of our government leadership as a whole, when you look at the behavior of our corporate leadership, especially on Wall Street, you have to ask a question: that is our nation literally drugging itself into insanity? And how much of this bizarre behavior, willingness to cheat customers and investors, the pedophilia epidemic, how much of that is being caused by these medications? Somebody needs to look at that. I think there's a serious, serious problem there. It's not going to go away until people confront it. The first step in dealing with any problem is acknowledging it's there. Obviously, the pharmaceutical industries want to go on saying, this stuff is wonderful, keep taking your pills, soma, soma. Keep you drugged and happy. But the drugs may not be safe. The theoretical mechanism behind the SSRIs doesn't appear to actually work. They're just selling pills, selling pills, selling pills. It's all about making money. Convincing you to believe that the doctor would never, ever give you anything that was bad for you. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. We'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call. Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you're the first one. I'm going to try to say this without getting emotional. To mention something that's very important. Everything you just said. I just came in from the garden. I came in right at the right time. Just prior to 1970, my husband was in the National Guard. I married in 1970. I was married to him till the late 1989. I loved being a housewife and a mother. I could work at home. I was a writer professionally with him and an artist on my own here, got some good galleries here, and I loved every minute of it. I loved taking screaming Boy Scouts to the All-Stars and to the Rotunda to see the Capitol in Austin. I loved my life, but I knew I was in trouble. I'd be in trouble on down the line. I don't relish talking about myself here, but I just want to say that it's only been these last 2 years, and this is 1977 now. It's only been, 2017. It's only been the last 2 years that I've had to not have him over to the house for the holidays. We've spent Easter's together. This is way after our divorce. He remarried, okay, got divorced again, all this, but I have to say this, It's the health care. I had to divorce to get enough money, to save up enough money to keep my inheritance in place so that he wouldn't spend it. He is not in a good shape now. He has Parkinson's and all kinds of things. But he is a German that liked his beer. He is a German that likes his beer. He was on these antidepressants from before I met him to now. The doctors cut him down on his drinking, but he's so volatile that this is, I've been taking chances, but I can't have him here anymore. And this is coming right to the heart of me. When I was young, I could have been on Ritalin.
Uh-huh.
I was so out to lunch, but I am extremely creative. And I don't mean to say that, you know, I'm not going to give anyone any more on that, but it kills me every time I hear of kids going on Ritalin because they're not paying attention. You know, they can always take college classes later. They can always take classes later. They can always catch up later. But feed their creativity. It's so important in any job you do to have a creative mind. And that's about all I can say without losing it, okay?
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Of course, when I was in school, we didn't have such a thing as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
No.
We called it teacher is boring the heck out of me. And part of the problem is that the political constraints on public and high school education is that the focus is all put on the dullards, the unmotivated, and the bright kids who want to learn are being ignored. So, of course, they're going to look out the window. They're going to daydream. They're going to, look out the window. And so the idea was we'll dumb everybody down chemically to the same level, and therefore it will look like we've got a working education system. That is most assuredly not what actually happened. Sherry, got to let you go. Got to take a short station identification. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.